Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, Black and White Sports supporters, let's talk about the NFL season and the fact that it's fixing to get a lot longer, I think. I think we're headed very quickly now to 18 games. And guys, I've been saying it. Mike Florio's been saying it. The NFL's going for 20 games. That's where we're headed, all right, is 20 games. And the movement of the combine to March and free agency to April and then the draft to May. Now, for a channel like this, we would love that, right? Why I don't, there's two reasons, and we're going to talk about Patriots legend David Andrews, who slammed Roger Goodell over this idea. There's two reasons I don't love it, all right? I mean, sure, I'd like more football. However, I've got an issue with the lack of preseason games. You might be like, why? Well, look, I remember when preseason was beneficial and starters actually played. And guys, I don't know if you've noticed, the product is not nearly as good as it was 10 years ago. It's not. I mean, the fundamentals of just tackling sucks now. Some of the developmental stuff with quarterbacks, it's not as good as it was. Because they're not getting the repetitions that they need. All the players across the board. And some players would never even have had a career, some Hall of Famers, if it wasn't for the preseason. Well, it really doesn't matter because Goodell wants to get rid of the preseason, and that's where we're headed. And we'll get to what David Andrews said. In case you're wondering, the owners are all in for the most part. Team owners, quote, largely support a push by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to expand the regular season to 18 games, according to Mark Maskey of the Washington Post. The NFL has played 17 regular season games since 2021. The league and owners may now attempt to add the extra regular season game, quote, well before the 2031 time period when the league's collective bargaining agreement with the NFLPA is currently set to expire. So they're looking to put a rush on this. Okay, you see that. That was from Bleacher Report. And Mike Florio put that out as well, that they're going to push to get this done. And you already saw some of it. The possibility simmered since the regular season expanded from 16 to 17. At the scouting combine, after Browns GM Andrew Berry explained on PFT Live that the proposed delay of the trade deadline by 2 weeks was influenced in part by the anticipation expansion of the season by another game. Okay, and Goodell wants to get this done. What Goodell wants to do is get rid of more preseason games until there maybe is none. And then good luck with the product there, especially like on defense. God, the fundamentals involving tackling and just basic things like that, they have gotten much worse in the NFL. There's no doubt about it. So let's go over here. Patriots legend David Andrews, he hates this. And he hates it because he's worried about guys like him even getting a career. Patriots center David Andrews, who won 2 Super Bowls with the team, pushed back on the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell's assertion that the league doesn't need the preseason. Goodell appeared on Pat McAfee's show on Thursday and talked about adding an 18th game to the regular season eventually and taking away a preseason game. Well, they're going to 20 eventually. All right, when that's going to be, I don't know. My gut feeling would be, well, it's 2024. Maybe by the, maybe at the next collective bargaining agreement, that may be it. But Andrews wrote on Instagram that it was Goodell who didn't need the preseason, and that many players, old and new, use it to get better and prove themselves. Quote, with all due respect, you don't need it because you're not suiting up. And there's a lot of veterans who don't, Andrews wrote on Instagram stories. But there's a lot of young players and undrafted guys who need it to develop and prove they deserve a chance to play. But hell, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. And we know he does know what he's talking about, right? Boston Sports Journal's Mike Giardi captured the post before it expired Saturday. And that's it right there. Of course, he's not a fan of it. Goodell floated the possibility before the start of the 2024 draft. His idea would possibly push the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. And his theory there is, and a lot of people have tried to get the Super Bowl, of course, as a national holiday. The theory there would be a lot of Americans would have Monday off after the Super Bowl. I wouldn't, but a lot of people would, I guess. And that's been a push. A lot of people have tried to push to get the Super Bowl on Saturday. So everybody was off on Sunday. I wouldn't mind that. That might be nice. Quote, I think we're good at 17 now, Goodell said. But listen, we're looking at how we continue, and I'm not a fan of the preseason. The reality is I'd rather replace a preseason game with a regular season game any day. That's just picking quality. If we get to 18-2, that's not an unreasonable thing. The other thing is Super Bowl ends up on President's Day weekend with a three-day weekend, which makes it Sunday night. Then you have Monday off, except a lot of people won't. And this is not where this stops. Now, and I talked about player development, and so did David Andrews, product of game, and how it's been hurt since they've gotten rid of the preseason. And the other thing I've really got an issue with here is the fact that a lot of these games, maybe none of them, far as we know, they may or may not end up on regular television. And that's my fear with a lot of this extra adding of games and things of this nature. What are we sending to Peacock? What are we sending to Amazon Prime? I would be all for extra games as long as they were on free network television where people can, anybody can watch the NFL in the way that they always have, which has been free, all right? Instead, I'm sure a certain amount of these new games will get sent off to one of these streaming services, and people that don't have them are going to get screwed. Again, I've got no problems with the extra games, but the handling of how it's distributed, yeah, that sucks. I hate it. I'm old enough to remember that the NFL was just, you know, on your television every weekend on one of the, I grew up when there was only three channels. That was a thing. And then Fox came along and there was four channels. But hell, the first 15 years of my life, there were only three channels. And the NFL was on it every Sunday and then Monday night. I like people to be able to watch their football and it not cost them extra. I don't even love it on cable, satellite, whatever, like ESPN. I'd rather Monday Night Football be Monday Night Football, and ABC free network television was always the way it was when I was growing up, and I miss that. You know, I just think it ought to be the one sport that people should be able to consume without jumping through hoops. I mean, NFL, you're printing money at this point. You know what I'm saying? And combined with the fact David Andrews is right, a lot of players got developed out of preseason games that may or may not ever have developed and gotten a career. And the product and quality of games, especially on defense, has just gotten worse. Has anybody noticed how rough it was last year? And even on offenses. Offenses are out of sync now since they got rid of the preseason games. They're wanting to get rid of all of them eventually? Yikes. Good luck. That's, I don't know. I don't love it. I don't love it. As much as I like football, I just don't love it. I think the preseason game, and I think coaches should go back to playing players in the preseason. I don't give a rip about, it's football. You might get injured. I mean, what a, it's part of it. Tell me what you think. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.